box. EMPShield.com.
Good afternoon, and welcome to today's program, The Present Truth, Rick Rodriguez, Monday through Thursday, 2 to 3. And we'll close out this week today. Next week, we will have Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. On Thanksgiving Day, we won't be in the studio. Sorry, you'll have to wait until Monday, and we'll return the week after Thanksgiving. I have been considering different directions to go on today's program. I think I'm going to begin with this. Many of you have not heard the term Ozymandias, or the new Ozymandias. An Ozymandias is the Greek name for Pharaoh Ramses II. There was a poet by the name of Percy Bysshe Shelley, and he wrote a poem. I don't want to bore you, but this is important. And this was a poem, and the name of the poem was Ozymandias. Here it goes. I met a traveler from an antique land who said, "Two vast and trunkless legs of stone stand in the desert. Near them, on the sand, half-sunk and shattered visage lies, whose frown and wrinkled lip and sneer of cold command tell that its sculptor well those passions read, which yet survive, stamped on the life on these lifeless things, the hand that mocked them, the heart that fed, and on the pedestal these words appear. My name is Ozymandias, King of Kings. Look on my works, ye mighty, and despair. Nothing beside remains round the decay of that colossal wreck. Boundless and bare, the lone and level sands stretch far away." Ozymandias. In a few years, in Chicago, by the lakefront, the Obama Presidential Center is going to be, I think, completed. This poet, in the article I'm reading from counterpunch.org, this was in August of this year, and the author was, who was the author? We'll get to that in a second. I'll find it. Unless stopped by a last-ditch lawsuit, this exercise in an all-out gigantism and egomania will turn Chicago's historic and supposedly protected Jackson Park and the city's southern lakefront and maybe the cultural landscape as a whole into a colossal wreck. Time is running out. Preliminary construction, or more precisely destruction, is already in motion as of this writing. The author stated that he noted in the past Counterpunch article The project itself is pointless, a hollow non-library without authentic administration files or artifacts due to the Obama Foundation's refusal to abide by federal limitations on the size and activities of a real presidential library. The monstrous centerpiece of the planned complex is a 235-foot tall tower that, in published plans, vaguely resembles a giant uprised cell phone. It is, in truth, a great tower of nothing, a monument to hubris, chutzpah, and Chicago-style clout. This content and function-free building, which rivals the pyramids of Khufu in its brutal, enigmatic grandiosity, is set to be built on 20 acres torn from a 19th-century park designed by Frederick Law Olmsted. The absence of genuine presidential stuff, again, because of the refusal by federal limitations, and also because of the refusal of the Obama administration to put true documents of what occurred during his presidency as record in this, I guess you would definitely call it a colossal wreck. The colossal wreck is for, I'll use his words, the words of the poet, King of Kings. My name is Ozymandias, King of Kings. Look on my works, you mighty, and despair. This is a tribute not to a president or to the office of the president, but to an individual that has always been selfish, self-centered, narcissistic, the ultimate in narcissism. In the history of the world, there has never been a person more narcissistic than this person. With all the players that we see in the local media, on the news, wherever, and the narcissism behind these people does not compare. Okay, The Present Truth, Rick Rodriguez, 1360KHNC.com for podcasts for all programs. We'll be back.
Does EnviroShapes Concrete do driveways?
We do it!
Does EnviroShapes Concrete do patios?
We do it!
Does EnviroShapes Concrete do sidewalks?
We do it!
Get a hold of EnviroShapes Concrete at 303-775-7926 or EnviroShapes@gmail.com.
Doctors say you should have your colon checked often. I'm not a doctor, but if you don't have your gun cleaned regularly, it'll get filled with crap too. And when it breaks, it could cost you your family. Don't let it happen to you. Go see My Favorite Gunsmith at MyFavoriteGunsmith.com. Give me a call or shoot me a text at 970-776-0258. That's My Favorite Gunsmith at MyFavoriteGunsmith.com, 970-776-0258.
Hi, this is Brett King, Glass Doctor of Greeley, Colorado. 970-616-3100. We take care of all of your home, auto, and business glass needs. Home glass repair, shower doors, mirrors, storefronts, window replacement. Come find us at 6310 West 10th Street in Greeley, Colorado. And don't forget your auto glass and heavy equipment. Again, Brett King, Glass Doctor of Greeley, 970-616-3100.
When dealing with a worldwide pandemic, remember to avoid, distance, and alienate yourself from friends, family, and neighbors. That way, when the crisis is over, no one will ask you to help them move, to borrow money, or bother you for a cup of sugar ever again. After all, who needs community anyway? This has been a public service announcement. have a lonely, I mean lovely day.
Ozymandias, okay. The name of Ramses. Pharaoh Ramses II. So do we have a person that equates himself, that has equated himself to one of the pharaohs of Egypt? This tower, this presidential center, is shaped like just a cell tower or like a cell phone. Who's he planning to call? Who's he attempting to reach? Why is it basically hollow? It's not functional. It's just a big structure. It's like one of the pyramids. Now remember, the pyramids, they believe that these were actual transmitters to something out in the universe, set in perfect positions. So, in recent Chicago Tribune op-ed, Obama Foundation President Valerie Jarrett, a very interesting occult personality, the ex-president's senior advisor and high-powered Democrat Party insider, put on her best sneer of cold command, or at least of condescension. She slags opponents of the OPC, the Obama Presidential Center, who in reality represent a panoply of neighborhoods, political tendencies, and demographics as knee-jerk reactionaries trying to block progress. The way Mitch McConnell and his right-wing cabal fought the progressive legislation to which, as chief executive, the staunchly centrist Obama lent his wobbly and lukewarm support. Those on the other side aren't merely cranks. They are bigots and elitists flouting the communal will of a great city and nation as crystallized in the representatives elected by Chicagoans to run the city, the federal agencies who approved the project, and the vast majority of Southside and Chicago residents who see the Obama Presidential Center as a symbol of what we collectively accomplished when we elected the first black president. This is a reverse dog whistling, implicitly labeling a racist anyone who disagrees with any action contemplated by Barack Obama, whether it's health care reform or, in this case, the vanity-driven vandalization of color of Chicago's lakefront, the city's ultimate asset. So, what is the meaning of all this? Is somebody declaring himself to be equal to one of the pharaohs by building something that is so vain? Now, you know, in the past I've talked about the dynasties of the Rockefellers and nobility in Europe, the Rothschilds, the Clintons, Rockefellers for sure, and the Bushes and the Kennedys. But no one's talked about the dynasty of Barry Satoru. Nobody's been interested in the dynasty of who this person is. Why was this person spoiled? Who are his real parents? Are his parents, is his mother white and his father African American? Or is his mother African American or a darker skinned, and his father white. Now, like with the Rockefellers and with the Kennedys, with the Clintons, everything has been masked in secrecy. The people, normal people of the world, don't necessarily consider cousins marrying one another and becoming presidents, or like George Bush Sr. marrying Barbara Bush, and very few people know that they were cousins. Bill and Hillary are cousins. You see, within that type of power structure, with these people that rule the world, they don't really have ways to marry outside of their power structure or their lineages. They marry within lineages. They try to get out as far as they can, but they still want to have ties biologically. That's just the way they are. So nobody's talked about who is this dynasty. What is this? How did this dynasty come into being? Well, let's go to, as we go out into the dynasty, let's look at what all the members of the dynasty, what held them together. This is out of TriniCenter.com. I've talked about this a little in the past, but I have to bring it in today's program to give you some foundation. This was in September of 2010 by a Sherwood Ross, TriniCenter.com. President Obama, as well as his mother, his father, his stepfather, the grandmother, were all connected to the Central Intelligence Agency, possibly explaining why the president praises the agency and declines to prosecute its officials for their crimes. According to published report on the September Rock Creek Free Press of Washington, D.C., investigative reporter Wayne Madison, he states, Obama's mother, Ann Dunham, worked on behalf of a number of CIA front operations, including the East-West Center at the University of Hawaii, the U.S. Agency for International Development, which is USAID, and the Ford Foundation. The East-West Center had long been affiliated with CIA or CIA activities in the Asian Pacific region, Madsen says. Obama's father, Barack Obama Sr., a real father? Or maybe just a not real? Arrived in Hawaii from Kenya as part of a CIA program to identify and train Africans who would be useful to the agency in its Cold War operations against the Soviets. Obama Sr. divorced Miss Dunham, 1964. I think they were only married a year and a half or 2 years. How convenient. Miss Dunham married Lolo Sotoro the following year. This is why you have the Christian name of Barry Sotoro, and you have the Muslim name of Barack Obama. So, Barack Obama / Barry Sotoro, the following year, a man, Madsen says, assisted in the violent CIA coup against Indonesian President Sukarno that claimed millions of lives. Obama's mother taught English for USAID, which was a major cover for CIA activities in Indonesia and throughout Southeast Asia. Madsen reports also that USAID was a cover for CIA covert operations in Laos and was admitted to by its administrator, Dr. John Hanna, on Metro Media News. Madsen said the organization was also a cover for CIA in Indonesia. I go back to what Christ says. I'll just, my thought. Christ said that all things that have been done in secret, all the pieces of the puzzle that have been hidden, that have fallen in the cracks in the couch or under the table, all pieces of everything happening in history will be found, and they will be presented to the people when found, so that the people will know what hidden things have been done in secret, that they might know, so that they can logically form an opinion on what is a lie, what is fiction, what is untruth, mistruth, and what is the truth. Miss Dunham worked for Indonesia at the time when Midwest Universities, Consortium of International Activities, a group that includes the University of Illinois, going back to Chicago, Ozymandias, going right back to Chicago, to in Wisconsin, Michigan State, Minnesota, Indiana. Now, what is it? Why is this grouping, Illinois, Wisconsin, Michigan, Minnesota, and Indiana, why are they so far left? It's interesting, the regional structure of communism. Now, you know, communists, the further you get into communism, the further up you go in the status of Satanists. So these are satanic people that have status. So they were accused of being a front for CIA activities in Indonesia and elsewhere. Miss Dunham traveled to Ghana, Nepal, Bangladesh, India, Thailand, working on microfinancing projects for the CIA, Madsen reports. Dunham's mother, we're looking at a dynasty here that has been hidden. It is a true, real dynasty. It's a very, very powerful dynasty. I would say it's almost more powerful than the Clinton dynasty when you see it from a different perspective. And I realize that I'm not going to be able to cover this, everything that I want to present to you today. So next week we'll possibly continue, but we will look at this hidden dynasty. Christ said that it has to be brought out. The pieces of the puzzle have to be put together. What he says does come to pass, will come to pass, cannot help but coming to pass. Because the people of the world, God wants them to know, like with what's happening with who is the lineage of Anthony Tony Fauci, the lineage of Klaus Barbie Schwab, the lineage of William Gates of Hell, Gates. God says, and Christ said, and the Bible says, at the end of the world, all of this will be presented to mankind. This has to be done before Christ returns, so that everyone can see what has really been taking place with the governments and these families that rule the world. If God says it's going to be done, it has to be done. So, Miss Dunham's mother, Madeline Dunn, who raised Obama while his mother was on assignment in Indonesia, she acted as vice president of the Bank of Hawaii in Honolulu, which Madsen claims was used as various CIA front entities. She handled escrow accounts used to make CIA payments to the U.S.-supported Asian dictators, including Philippine President Ferdinand Marcos, South Vietnamese President Nguyen Dinh Van Thieu, and President Suharto in Indonesia. So we're going to hang on right there. 1360 AM Pop Radio, 1360AM.com for podcasts. KHNC.com for podcasts. We'll return.
We here at KHNC are looking for new conspiracy theories because all the old ones have become fact. This has been a public service announcement from KHNC.
Did the insurance company divorce your mountain house? Then call Affordable Tree Service North at 970-568-6898. We have over 50 years combined experience in fire mitigation. Let us climb, cut, trim, haul your worries away. We know brokers who specialize in mountain property, and we don't hire no snowflakes.
Oh, God, got it, Mickey.
Hey, you're not in this commercial. Again, call Affordable Tree Service at 970-568-6898. That's 568-6898.
Back in the USSR.
Socialism, like the ancient ideas from which it springs, confuses the distinction between government and society. As a result, every time we object to a thing being done by government, the socialists conclude we object to it being done at all. We disapprove of state education, and the socialists say we are opposed to any education. Socialism. Frederick Bastiat, The Law.
Back in the US, back in the USSR.
Hi listeners, Jack here. The Hunting and Sportsman Gun Show is Northern Colorado's premier event in 2021. These shows feature dozens of vendors that guarantee the best selection of guns and ammo in Northern Colorado, from the Loveland Outlet Mall to Island Grove Park in Greeley. For show dates, locations, or table reservations, visit peshows.com. That is peshows.com. While you're out, visit Harsh Outdoors at 600 Oak Avenue in Eaton, Colorado. They carry a full line of ATVs, UTVs, mowers, trimmers, sprayers, and chainsaws from Husqvarna, DR, Generac, and EasyGo. Whether you have a half an acre or 1,000, they carry the equipment you need. They always have a full line gun store with lots of firearms, ammo, safes, and accessories. Check out harshoutdoors.com. That's harshoutdoors.com. Backyard or back 40, Harsh Outdoors has got you covered.
Reasons to own gold. Reason number 725.
The government goes out of its way to make you believe Social Security has an account with your name on it with money just for you. But the Supreme Court ruled that payments due under Social Security are not property rights and are not protected. Social Security is merely a tax, and the government is under no obligations to pay you anything. Call the Patriot Trading Group at 800-951-0592 or visit allamericangold.com.
Hello, friends. This is Bradley Dean, show host for the Sons of Liberty. Join me on KHNC 1360 AM every weekday at 8 p.m., Saturdays at 5 to 7 p.m., and Sundays from 6 to 8 p.m.
We're looking into hidden dynasties of very, very powerful occult people. The Clintons and the Rockefellers, very powerful occult. In fact, I've done previous programs about the Rockefellers. I believe that there were two people that America was going to be handed over to in the occult world. The person that initially had the opportunity to rule this country via witchcraft was a person by the name of, well, it could be John D. Rockefeller, and he decided to take the devil up on the matter. And the other was Jesse James. Jesse James, the outlaw, did not die. He lived and died at about 105 years old. But I believe that Jesse James was such a powerful person in the occult that he traveled to Europe, and I believe he met with very powerful families back in the 1800s, very powerful in the occult and had been in the occult for hundreds and hundreds of years. The descendants were in the occult. And he married a French, his wife was French. They had two daughters, Huguette. I forget, she just died here in the last 4 or 5 years. And then another daughter that died young from, I forget what disease. But I think that the very powerful people of the Europe in France offered Jesse James the opportunity to be their person to control the United States of America. Jesse James' alias was William Andrews Clark, Clark County, Nevada. Jesse James is the person that was started Las Vegas, Nevada. Eventually, he became a senator from Montana at the big copper mine in Montana, western Montana. It is believed that he's the person that sold guns to the Indians at the Battle of Little Bighorn when General George Custer died. And I do believe, in my research, he was a friend of the John Rockefeller. There is no way that he did not know John Rockefeller. They were acquaintances. Because he was a senator, and Rockefeller was so powerfully, economically powerful already in Washington or in the East, that I do believe they knew each other. And I believe that both of them were given the opportunity to rule America. I know you may think that that is far-fetched, but if you understand the occult world, you'll see it in a much different way. The pharaohs of Egypt, they ruled through occult powers. Nebuchadnezzar of Babylon the Great, of the ancient Babylon the Great, very powerful occult powers. In Greece, with all the Greek gods, very powerful occult period of time. The same with the Romans. It's no different coming to our present time. The leading nation that will be the most powerful in the occult at the end of the world before Christ comes will be the United States of America. There will be no nation that has ever been as powerful in the occult as the United States. Now, I'm just presenting this to you to continue with Ozymandias. The name, the Greek name for Pharaoh Ramses II, who, my name is Ozymandias, King of Kings. Look on my works, you mighty, and despair. This is a poem out of counterpunch.org. August 20th, 2021. The author was Hugh Iglarsh, and the name of the article, The New Ozymandias, Twilight Reflections on the Obama Presidential Center. Now, going back to, we talked about Miss Dunham, Barry's mother, Miss Madeline Dunham, Barry's grandmother. Now we'll talk about Barry. President Obama's own work in 1983 for Business International Corporation, also a CIA front. Now he at that time would have been about, I think he was born in 90, he was right at the end of the baby boom generation, so he is a baby boomer. He was born, I believe, in 1961. This is 1983. He'd be 22 years old. A CIA front that conducts seminars with the world's most powerful leaders and use journalists as agents abroad. And the CIA is using agents ashore through CNN, MSNBC, ABC, CBS, all of them. This dovetails with the CIA espionage activities conducted by his mother, Madsen says. There are volumes of written material on SEIA backgrounds of George H.W. Bush and SEIA-related activities with his father and children, including former President George W. Bush. So Barry, on the other hand, cleverly masked his own CIA connections as well as those of his mother and father, stepfather, and grandma, Madsen points out. The agency has played a major role in the shaping of U.S. foreign policy, a role that has been largely kept secret from the American public and one which most Americans would not have approved. CIA's overthrow of the Democrat government of Iran in 1953 was one example. Overthrow occurred after the Iranian government nationalized the oil industry following alleged cheating on payments by contractor British Petroleum, then known as Anglo-Iranian Oil Company. So, we see the background of this powerful dynasty, hidden dynasty, hidden on the great desert floor that we call history of America. The everything done on the great desert floor, it's a granite floor, everything is etched, but the sand covers it up so that nothing is revealed. But the winds of heaven are blowing and are going to blow all the sand off of everything that has been etched on this granite floor, because Christ cannot return until his word is fulfilled. Everything, all the pieces of the puzzle, must be brought out into the open. All the sand on the granite desert floor has to blow away so everyone can look and see what has been going on. Rick Rodriguez, The Present Truth, 1360KHNC.com, podcast section.
Do you want amazing Greek food with a great atmosphere and customer service? Well, Cafe Athens has got your back. Call them at 970-619-8467. Kerry and his team are great supporters of our station, so give them a try right away. They have everything from gourmet burgers, gyros, and overall quality Greek food. Located at the Promenade Shops at Centerra and Loveland. Again, call 970-629-8467. The best traditional Greek food in Northern Colorado.
The creation of the cell phone has been an incredible technological advancement with many conveniences. At the same time, it became the largest vulnerable device the world has ever seen and destroys any privacies you think you may have. At any given time, multiple governmental agencies or hackers can be listening to your cell phone calls or intercepting your texts. Because of this invasion of privacy, the Defense Enabling and Assisting Framework, known as DEF, was developed to keep your personal and digital cell phone transmissions protected. To learn more, visit us at defprotection.com. That's defprotection.com. Make sure your calls, texts, and all digital transmissions are cloaked at all times. That's defprotection.com. Remember, privacy is freedom.
This is Chad Yarmer, pastor from the Altar Church, 1630 North College Ave in Fort Collins. I'd like to invite you to join us this Sunday at 10 a.m. as we worship Jesus. Join us as we journey together to be equipped to fulfill our kingdom purpose through the truth of God's Word and the power of the Holy Spirit. You'll experience authentic worship and a faith-filled message where the Holy Spirit is welcome and everyone is family. Find out more at our webpage, thealtarfc.com. That's thealtarfc.com.
One, pill makes you larger, and one pill makes you small. And the ones that mother gives you, go ask Alice when she's 10 feet tall. And if you go chasing rabbits and you know you're going to fall, tell 'em a hookah smoking caterpillar has given you the call. Call Alice.
the man on the chessboard get up and tell you where to go. And that is true. The men on the chessboard get up and tell you where to go. They're not telling you to go take a pill. They're telling you to take a vaccination. Everything, Christ said, will be exposed and will be shouted from the rooftop. Okay, now I'm going to go to a third article. I realize that we're running out of time. But, so you have two families that were given the opportunity to rule America. And Jesse James, alias Andrews Williams Clark, decided not to do it. And to this very day, the children, the grandchildren, the great-grandchildren of Huguette Clark are fighting over the wealth of Jesse James or Williams Andrews Clark. And when the Rockefeller, John Rockefeller, decided to take over, look at what the Rockefeller family has been able to do. And they rule and own everything. They are part of the great pandemic that is taking place today. They hide everything through their foundations. They put other people out in front to catch flack. They have an involvement in Wuhan, the Rockefeller Foundation finances. It goes out to many different little avenues and then eventually ends up where they want it to end up. The great occult family. And they're involved in secret societies, all of them. Members of Pilgrim Society, the great society, Pilgrim Society, that rules everything, that rules the world. Everything is tied into pilgrims. Freemasonry, Jesuits, Catholic Church, are, to a great degree, are given direction, as instructions. Klaus Schwab, Bill Gates. CovertActionMagazine.com. A company family. The untold history of Obama and the CIA. Again, CovertActionMagazine.com by Jeremy Kuzmarov. In late summer 2012, President Barack Obama signed a secret order authorizing the CIA and other U.S. agencies to support rebels in Syria, seeking to oust Syrian leader Bashar al-Assad, a nationalist who had allied with Iran and stood up to U.S. proxy Israel. Costing more than $1 billion, Operation Timber Sycamore evolved into the largest covert operation since the arming of the Mujahideen fighters in Afghanistan in the 1980s. I've heard the name, but I've never read it. Mujahideen, that's it. U.S. Special Forces under Timber Sycamore again trained Islamic fundamentalists, this time in Jordan, who carried out a reign of terror. So the CIA creating Muslim factions. A voracious consumer of intelligence, still, Obama's trademark throughout his presidency was to move war into the shadows, a light footprint approach designed to expand U.S. power covertly. Now, presently, there is another operation. The CIA decides which way the U.S. armed forces are going to go. The CIA makes the plans. The plans are to push Russia in the North Sea, the Black Sea, push Russia through Poland with NATO, the European nations to bring up more Islamic or Muslim refugees from Africa, from Afghanistan and other areas, to load up that area and cause instability and to make it a center of the spotlight so that all the world can watch and see what's going on there and then blame Russia. The CIA is in the process of the third, is triggering the Third World War. It's going to happen. But Russia is not going to be destroyed until she goes in to attack Israel, into the Middle East. Now, Obama era as a golden age for special operations, Green Beret were deployed to 133 countries, or 70% of the world, in 2014 alone. In 2014 alone. In a meeting about Afghanistan, Obama told CIA director at that time, Leon Panetta, that the CIA would get everything it wanted. The New York Times reported that in the 67 years since the CIA was founded, few presidents have had as close a bond with the intelligence chiefs as Mr. Obama had forged with Mr. John Brennan. Mr. John Brennan, who never did get punished for anything evil. Okay, 1360KHNC.com.
Hi, my name is Mindy Faulkner with Harmony Senior Referrals. My number is 720-934-7740. We are a senior placement agency that helps families find the right assisted living, memory care, and independent living for their loved ones. We put together the puzzle pieces of care needs, geography, and finances to find the right fit. We do emergency placements in as little as 24 hours at no cost to you. Again, I'm Mindy Faulkner, 720-934-7740.
Hi, I'm Joey DeQuint, and I'm here to help you protect and build your wealth so you and your family can live your best life no matter what the world throws at you.
Great. Another financial guy telling us to sell our gold and silver.
Nope, not with me. I encourage hard assets, and I know a great place to buy gold and silver.
Well, I'm sure you operate with high fees and commissions.
Just the opposite. We pride ourselves with some of the lowest fees and commissions in the industry.
Most financial guys are only interested in what they want to sell and don't want to listen to our customers, and we have some of the most educated listeners in the country. And once they make the sale, we never hear from them again.
Not with me. I grow with my customers and check with them every quarter to ensure all of their goals are being met and to make sure that they have all the coverage they need as their life changes.
Do you handle life and long-term care insurance as well?
You bet we do. And the younger you are, when you get this coverage, the lower the cost.
I'm Joe Jaquin, and I'm not just Joey's dad. I'm his client. When it comes to your financial well-being, deal with a name you can trust. Call Joey at 602-909-9048 or email joey.jaquin@nm.com.
1360KHNC.com has CBD products. Click on the shop button and get yours today.
Just go to 1360KHNC.com/shop. The CBD on our website is 99% pure, all natural, no pesticides, non-GMO, is grown organically right here in Colorado, and is 100% THC free. Oh, and did you know ours is the lowest priced CBD anywhere in northern Colorado? For all your CBD needs, just log on to 1360KHNC.com/shop.
A little song I wrote, you might want to sing it note for note. Don't worry, be happy. In every life we have some.
One final segment. Remember, every week, Monday through Thursday, except for next week, it's the Thanksgiving week, I'll be here on The Present Truth from 2 to 3. Then on Sunday, the Olive Tree and Lampstand Ministry Radio Church program, 9 to noon. My new hours are from 9 until noon. I'll be here this week, and I'll have my ministry program the weekend, the Thanksgiving weekend. So nothing's changing there. And then I'm going to finish out just a little bit more here. So in the 67 years since the CIA was founded, few presidents have had a close a bond with their intelligence chief as Mr. Obama forged with Mr. John Brennan, an SES member. He was an architect of the CIA's extraordinary rendition program and former CIA station chief in Saudi Arabia. Obama's worldview meshed so closely with this unsentimental intel warrior and terrorist hunter that Obama found himself finishing Brennan's sentences. An anonymous cabinet member explained that the presidents tend to be smitten with the instruments of the intelligence community, but Obama was more smitten than most. This has been an intelligence presidency in a way we haven't seen maybe since Dwight Eisenhower. So this lays a foundation for, I don't know, maybe the future. Depends. Everything changes. And we look at the dynasties in this country. And what's happening right now with these dynasties, the end of the world dynasty, the final dynasty, the communists are, I guess you could say that they are just, I wonder how I would phrase it, because they're involved in witchcraft. They are elite. Within the Democrat Party, within the Communist Party, you have the elite Satanists, the elite Satanists that are members of maybe different secret societies, but they all work together like wasps. They still may not, they may have their internal arguments, but they still are forced to work together by their commander in chief, the devil. One thing that is going to be happening is that more and more people in the Christian community are going to be praying that the kingdom of darkness be divided against itself. And that's in the Bible, that the kingdom of darkness be divided, because a kingdom divided against itself cannot stand, is what Christ said. So he was basically saying, this is the way you pray, that the kingdom of darkness be divided. And I can tell you that already you can see that there is division within the Democrat Party and within the Communist Party internationally. Until next week, God bless you. Have a wonderful weekend. Join me on Sunday from 9 to noon on the Olive Tree and Lampstand Ministry Radio Church program. All podcasts are archived on 1360KHNC.com. The podcast section to the programs you like. We'll be back next week. Rick Rodriguez.
Tyler here at Hornback Landscaping and Junk Removal LLC. We take care of all of your landscaping needs. New landscape and hardscape install, maintenance, snow removal, fall and spring cleanup. We also do junk and trash haul away as well. We are your one-stop shop for anything outdoors. We pride ourselves in quality from start to finish. That means communication, customer service, and final product. We want you to take as much pride in your yard as we do in our work. Come check us out at hornbacklandscaping.com. You can also contact us at 970-966-5665 or at hornbacklandscaping@gmail.com. Thank you.
Called the Glass Doctor of Greeley. Foggy window panes, cracked or chipped windshields, glass shower installations. We do it. We do it good. Heavy equipment glass, home, business, or auto glass repair or replace. We do it real good. Called Glass Doctor of Greeley. Do it good.
Stupid robot! That cracks you up. Call the Glass Doctor of Greeley. 970-616-3100. That's 970-616-3100.
You're listening to the Roar of the Rockies. KHNC, 1360 AM. Johnstown, Greeley,